Westview Vet Services, Raya speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, it's Patricia McBiddy. I just missed a call.
Oh, let me see here. What was the last name on file again?
It's Fet Mordecai.
Oh, for Mordecai. Let me just see here. Okay, let me just pop you on a very brief hold to double check with my colleagues here, just to find out who called you. I'll be right back. There, is that Patricia?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Dr. Bev here, just reporting your results from the other doctor. The Leptospira PCR was negative, so it's come back negative. That's good. The cytology results, let's see here. So site one, that was the tail one, base of tail. It looks like it's just marked necrosis and inflammation. They noted there's a potential for a bacterial infection, so dependent on the appearance. I didn't examine Mordecai, but how is that lesion looking right now?
Infected. It feels fluctuant.
It still looks infected?
It feels fluctuant, and it seems to have come to a head in one place, although it looks kind of odd in the way it's come to a head, but then...
Okay.
I don't know animals really well, so.
Yeah, and you're not on any antibiotics from what I can see.
No.
Let's see here. And the other one that is near the tail.
It's the same place. It says two sites.
Oh, two sites from the same place. Okay, because one's described as base of tail and the other one's near tail. None of them showed like neoplastic cells. It's inflammatory cells, keratinocytes, and some basilar tissue, but nothing specific. But they noted if this lesion is, I guess, based on clinical experience, still looking necrotic and infected, I would get some antibiotics on board. It's difficult just because I haven't seen what it looks like. I'm just calling to report the results. Is there heavy discharge? Does it look like it needs debridement?
No, it hasn't discharged. I mean, if it were in a human, I'd be doing an incision and drainage, but don't know.
we do that in animals as well. Let me just check sorry, it's just a little bit tricky following up.
An infected sebaceous cyst or something. And we had discussed before about getting it removed because that had happened before.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you were the vet that we saw.
No, I'm not. I've never seen Mordecai before.
they thought it'd be too complicated. Then my pressing concern, though, is that he's drinking a lot.
Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the blood panel. So unfortunately, the lab lost, it seems like lost the lab sample that was in transit for your blood panel. So we don't have it.
No.
I know. I'm so sorry. I hate to be
no,
the bearer.
But I mean, I'm really worried about him. He's
I know.
So
can you
much.
Come in? Can you come in today to repeat? There'll be no charge. You've already paid for it. Can you bring him in today for us to get a sample? This was from, you know, last week. It looks like the lab, like not us, like IDEX has lost it. For some reason, it's just not showing up in their inventory or on their lab panel. Can you come in today to take a new sample?
What time?
Anytime till 4. But usually the lab collects last at 3:30.
The problem is that I'm actually in the middle of conducting exams for family physicians.
Yeah.
Like their oral exams.
Yeah.
So I'm role-playing a patient, and I'm talking to you. I marked that candidate was easy to mark. That's why I called you
back. I'm also in appointments as well, so I'm chatting to you between appointments.
I'm looking here at my schedule. I finish at 4:20 Eastern time.
Yeah.
So that's 1:20. I suppose I could get in, yeah.
If you could get in before 3, that would be ideal. We're happy to just do it quickly, and then maybe I can have a peek at the tail area.
Can you at least make sure he's not diabetic, you know?
I mean, the lab, I can do an in-house blood glucose, but the lab takes a couple of days to get back, but I can do an in-house blood glucose if you want, or we can rush an in-house blood sample. It's just the lab is usually more preferable. It's lower cost, and we would have to change it since you've already paid for it.
Yeah, I guess I am just concerned, and, you know, I've had a flood in the house. I think that'd be in the records, and my parents were going to take him away because having a lot of work done and I have to leave and it's hard to find a hotel that will take the dog.
Yeah.
But I don't want to send him away if, you know, say he's in
not
kidney
well.
Failure and
yeah, I mean, we do not have the fructosamine test. I'm happy to do an in-house blood glucose for you. That's pretty low cost, but your previous doctor has sent for fructosamine to check for long-term glucose. So I would preferably send it to the lab. We can do an in-house if you prefer, but the fructosamine we don't have in-house.
I just want anything that sort of would need urgent action. I was hoping I'd have it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just unfortunately have no control over the fact that the lab lost it. It's an external group.
Okay, well, I'll try and bring
it. It's
him
very
in
rare that it happens.
Yeah.
Well, you do have an option of doing a geriatric panel in-house. We get the results same day, but it does not have a fructosamine. So your options are
I'm not sure that's as critical, because what I want to know is if there's something critical that needs to be done.
But
is he in kidney
if
failure
we were diagnosing, yeah, if we were diagnosing diabetes, we would need a fructosamine.
Okay.
We can do an in-house blood glucose. I do unfortunately have to.
To go because I'm doing this exam, so the next candidate's coming. Thank you.
Same for me. You let us know maybe. Update reception if
I
you have a certain
Excuse
yeah let
me.
us yeah. yeah let us know when you're coming.